Welcome to the Arendt Podcast Luxembourg, our podcast channel that explores the latest legal, regulatory, and market updates in Luxembourg and beyond. Discover our podcast series, all about private debt, and listen to what our experts and guest speakers have to say about the latest trends, opportunities, and challenges in the private debt market.
Hello, and welcome to our Private Debt podcast series. The information that will be disclosed during this podcast are only for information purposes and shall not be taken as an investment advice. I'm Lara Forte, and today I'm really happy to welcome Costa Barakos, Chairman of the Board of Clarfos, an asset manager focused on alternative investment funds based in Luxembourg. Costa is also serving as managing director of Hamburg Commercial Bank, which has been a big success story over the last years. Before, Costa worked for Cerberus Capital Management, a Deutsche Bank in London. So I asked Costa to come to our recording studio here in Arendt House, and I even brought some spritz just to make the atmosphere even more relaxing, but Costa refused. What a shame.
Hi, Lara. I'm truly sorry for not being there in person today. What shall I say? I'm very looking forward to the discussion, and thanks for having me. Doing this remotely is truly not the same as being with you now.
Costa, we worked together for many years now, but tell me, what keeps Clarfos busy at the moment?
Well, at the moment, there's really a lot. Clarfos is active in three fields. They're all centered around alternative investments and institutional investors. First, we offer separately managed accounts, SMAs, which are customized fund solutions, quintessentially. Second, we start also in the field of commingled funds with a strong focus on private debt. And last, Clarfos also provides advice on strategic asset allocation and portfolio construction, primarily for ALM-focused institutional clients like insurance or pensions.
Okay. We could say that Clarfos is a young boy, no, compared to other older actors in the industry. However, Clarfos has grown really fast and smoothly. What is the secret behind?
Yes, I think the growth at the moment and in the recent past is primarily about two pillars. That's team and technology. We strongly believe that these two are kind of the core elements of what I would call a modern asset management business. In particular, if you're a data-driven organization like ours, right, you work a lot on automation of processes and data management. And that's really, really at the core if it comes to growth and further development of Clarfos. We are, as you said, a rather young player in this industry, which is also a benefit if it comes to not having any legacy with regards to what I just said. So we really can provide all our services in an up-to-date and a most modern environment.
Earlier, you mentioned alternative investments, but what do you actually mean?
Well, alternative investments for us is private equity, private debt, real estate infrastructure, hedge funds, VC and growth. And we are active in all areas of what I've mentioned and invest in funds in these areas. Our real current focus, if you want, and this has been ongoing for a few months and will definitely continue, is private debt, which obviously fits perfectly to this webcast.
Exactly. But why private debt now?
Good question. Normally, I would say return and risk are two sides of a coin for investors making asset allocation decisions, right? But investing in the current private debt vintages, be it this year, last year, but also expected for next year, we see a high opportunity to really harvest a high return without undertaking let's say, a higher credit risk. So risk adjusted, this is a perfect opportunity. Traditional senior first lien direct lending, which is at the heart of private debt, let's say a few years ago was about 7% or return, right? And the same risk roughly would be today at 12%, right? The same actually applies roughly to all private debt strategies like opportunistic, etc. You see a shift there. And obviously that shift comes from the recent base rate effects. We all know what the ECB very recently did, or the US hiked 500 basis points in since over the last years, right? And that helps on that front. Then if you take the base rate plus the usual spreads, which are around 680, 720 basis points for direct lending, to reach or to come to a, let's say, double digit or decent double digit returns, right? So investors get equity like returns for being up the capital structure. So risk adjusted returns, and I think that's important, seems to be a very good investment case today. Even if you deduct some loss variance, let's say for first lien around 1-2%, you're still in the double digit space, even if markets under severe distress. I would say it's risk adjusted, it's a very good market environment for private debt at the moment.
Okay, but I have a question. Shouldn't the risk increase in the current environment?
Well, the credit risk of private debt, we think, should remain at a contained level. Private debt, due to its bilateral and bespoke nature of private debt loans, the private debt lenders are able to exercise greater influence on borrowers and have flexibility in improving lending terms compared to public market lenders. So PD loans usually have, you know, a big full set of covenants, right? Especially the financial maintenance covenants are worth mentioning here, compared to, let's say, covenant light documentations for public market equivalent products, right? So documentation is definitely a plus there in reducing the risk on PD versus or relative to other public market fixed income products. And then, I mean, among the many, many more, I'm due to time, I concentrate on two. I would say the next one mentioning is the PD lenders monitor more closely the financial soundness and have a closer relationship with their clients or borrowers. And in any case, I would say, of financial stress, they know it earlier than traditional bank lending. They can act quickly, they can renegotiate loan terms better and easier, and also bilaterally. And usually if it's a sponsored led deal, like in private lending, very often that's the case, right? They always have a good relationship to the equity owner, and that simply helps if things go sour to increase the recovery rate to not even go there in the first place.
Yes, got it. Let's suppose now for a moment that I'm an institutional investor, let's say a pension fund or an insurance company, and I would like starting to invest in private debts. What is important to consider?
So in portfolio construction, which is the first, let's say, step into this, we are strong believers in diversification. It helps to bring down risk while keeping return, or if you want, so we oppose concentration risk at all, right? So we did a study including, I think, over 1,000 of PD funds, comparing a randomly selected 2 PD funds versus 10 PD fund portfolio. And for us, the results were staggering because the standard deviation drops by 10% without really giving up anything on the return. So there was even a slight improvement of the median return. So diversification, granularity, no concentration, right, is for us at the core. And whoever enters needs to think very clearly around that and what he or she would like to achieve with private debt in that. And then I think that's at the heart. And we strongly believe that and give a lot of advice on that one too.
I see, but for let's say for first time or even a smaller type of investors, achieving diversification can be tricky.
True. I think what you can do there is obviously talk to a solution provider like ourselves to maybe create a separately managed account, which is having a risk profile and which basically is exactly what you need in terms of diversification, meets your risk appetite. Or you could invest in a fund of fund of private debt. And this is both where Klaffos, I would say, can provide good help to investors.
Understood. And what else should an institutional investor consider?
Well, besides diversification, and diversification comes in many forms, let's be clear on that. That's vintage years, that's industry, geography, capital structure, etc. That's all important. And PD is a very versatile asset class, if you want. So with all those sub-strategies, next to direct lending, there's asset-based, distressed, opportunistic structures across the whole capital structure. And I think one should really consider what's the best asset allocation at the beginning, not only from a diversification perspective, but also from a risk appetite perspective at the beginning. We put a lot of effort into portfolio construction for our clients to basically cater exactly to their needs, and that the PD part basically fits best the rest of portfolio, right? Or integrates well with the already existing portfolio, be it defensive, let's say income generation or capital gains.
Let's look at the future.
Okay.
What surprises am I likely to see in for private debts in the future?
Surprises. I think everyone is talking about private debt to grow, and it will grow. But I think not many people are aware of the magnitude. And let me give you some data points here. Private equity tripod, which is out there, is around $1.5 trillion, some say even more. And this will eventually convert into deals, because private equity firms rarely give the money back without having invested it. And this will seek financing, and this will come from private debt again. So there's a big, big block basically waiting here for private debt. And second, what you already see is a lot of banks stopping to finance certain, let's say, deals or corporates. The broadly syndicated loan market is also at the moment a little bit calmer. And that all helps basically PD, because private debt will fill this gap in financing. So the opportunity space for private debt is really, really growing and will surprise many, especially in the magnitude.
Good. That means that we will continue talking about private debts in the future. But now, before we wrap up, I have another burning question.
Okay.
What does Klaffos actually mean?
Okay. Very, very burning in that sense. Klaffos is derived from two words, the German word Klarheit oder Klar, which means clarity in English. And the second part, Phos, is Greek for light. And a few team members and I headed out to Berlin one day, and we were soaking up the creativity of the town, and we, the little external help, we created this name, which shall reflect what we would like to stand for. That's providing transparency, let's say, in a per definition private world, and providing investment solutions that really, really give a lot of look through and private markets data to our end investors, if you want so. And we strongly believe in that.
Good. We have now come to the end of our podcast. Thank you very much, Costa, for joining us. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your view, for sharing the story behind the name of Clarfos.
Okay.
It has been an interesting discussion for me, and I hope also for our listeners.
It was a pleasure, and thank you very much for having me. I promise next time we will record this jointly on site in Luxembourg and not remotely anymore, and we will have some drinks too. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you found it interesting. If you would like more information about our private debt expertise, we invite you to visit our website, www.arendt.com. If you don't want to miss our latest episode, please feel free to subscribe to our podcasts available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.